This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Bush administration this morning unveiled an historic plan to buy stock in U.S. banks. It's part of a package of steps being taken to stabilize the nation's banking system and thaw out the credit markets. President Bush spoke this morning at the White House.
This is an essential short-term measure to ensure the viability of America's banking system. And the program is carefully designed to encourage banks to buy these shares back from the government when the markets stabilize and they can raise capital from private investors.
The president spoke after meeting with top financial officials, including Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. NPR's Jim Zeroli is following today's developments and joins us live now on the line. And Jim, the president says this strategy is aimed at the cause of the banking crisis. What does he mean exactly?
Well, you know, the problem that we face right now is this crisis of confidence in the banks. There have been so many banks in trouble that other banks don't want to lend to each other. When the banks can't borrow money, it means they can't lend to businesses, they can't lend to consumers, so the whole credit market seizes up, and that's what's happened. Now, the government is doing several things to try to make the financial system more liquid, to try to get it moving again. First, it's buying $250 billion worth of stock in the banks. It's also guaranteeing certain kinds of interbank loans. This is an important part of the way the credit markets function. Finally, it will raise the insurance limit on the kinds of bank accounts that businesses tend to use. The aim is really just to send a message that the banks are safe, the government is behind them, you know, you can do business with them.
Now, if the government is buying stock in banks, what kind of role will it play in managing those banks?
Well, for instance, if a bank participates, it will have to agree to certain things. For instance, it will have to agree not to offer lavish severance packages for executives who are forced out, the so-called golden parachutes. This is something Democrats had been fighting for. Beyond that, the administration is really going out of its way to say, you know, these measures are limited. The government will be acquiring non-voting shares of the bank stock, which means, you know, they won't have a direct say in how the banks are run. And this will be temporary. The acquisition, the holding of these shares will be temporary. They'll be sold back once conditions improve. I think it's clear, you know, this whole strategy really runs counter to free market ideology. And I think a lot of people in the Bush administration don't want to be doing it, essentially. Here was Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson speaking this morning.
Government owning a stake in any private U.S. company is objectionable to most Americans, me included. Yet the alternative of leaving businesses and consumers without access to financing is totally unacceptable.
Now, of course, a new administration is coming in a few months. It may have a somewhat different take on, you know, what the tie should be between government and the banks.
The administration has announced other steps to help the banking business. Why do you think it's doing this now, in a sense, adding or changing or redirecting its plan?
Well, one of the things that's happened lately is a lot of European banks are in trouble, and their governments have become very aggressive about propping them up. You know, if customers know that overseas banks are more secure than U.S. banks, they may start to transfer their money into them, which is, you know, bad for the economy, bad for the dollar. So the U.S. really has to do what it can to try to prop up its banks.
Funny, how are the markets reacting to the plan?
Well, so far, so good. The stock market had one of its best days ever yesterday, and stocks are way up again today, at least at the open. Now, the market has reacted positively to news like this before, only to go down again. The real question is, what's going to happen to the credit markets? You know, will they feel comfortable about lending? You know, we've seen an easing in that area so far. We'll have to see whether that persists.
NPR's Jim Zeroli on news today that the Bush administration is buying shares in major U.S. banks, part of an effort to strengthen the banking industry. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.